Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Caruso is a guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and he's the president of Caruso Stanton Asset Management Company, author of several books, including From Cradle to Retirement, Hamburger Dreams, A Piece of the Action. He's not only smart, folks, he's got a great sense of humor. You'll find that in his books. They're really, they'll educate you while they entertain you. Chris, thanks for being here. I need your website, please.
Website is chriscaruso.com.
And it's not Caruso, it's Caruso, folks. Don't forget to say that.
Caruso,
like I did,
yeah.
Like I did in the last segment. Hey, Chris, we're talking about how fundamentally we're talking about getting the government out of our lives. And this is one of the things that President Trump has not gotten enough credit for, but he does on this show. I mean, warts and all, President Trump has done a lot for Main Street small businesses. One of the ways is reducing regulations that are in our face. And one of the ones we're talking about now is what they're trying to do with these multiple employer plans, 401k MEPs, that with new regulations that are coming out of the IRS, out of the Department of Labor. And also there's legislation called the Secure Act. I think you may have introduced it on the show a few months ago. Tell us what the Secure Act is about. How does it affect the 401k MEP, and where is it stuck?
So the Secure Act is the latest version of this new retirement package that is supposed to be coming out of Congress. It has bipartisan support. It addresses a number of issues, from when you can start taking money or when you have to start taking money out of your IRA, mm-hmm. to things like the 401k MEP. And this goes back years now into the Obama administration. Bipartisan support, yep. Yet it's never been passed.
And it's stuck in
Earlier
the Senate right
year,
now, isn't it?
Yeah, right. It was passed in the House, but now it's stuck in the Senate, and it doesn't look like it'll happen.
Why would it be stuck in the Senate? Why wouldn't the Republican-controlled Senate move this forward? You know the president
would
sign it.
There was a little thing that the House did. They took out some reference to, I think, charter schools or something like that. That was that was popular with certain Republicans in the Senate. They're trying to figure out a way to put it back in there. It really doesn't have anything to do with the retirement portion,
right?
Of it, but it is a particular.
So we got a dollar waiting on a dime here, right?
Probably, but so here's the difference. Here's the practical difference. What Trump can do and has been doing and is doing right now with regards to 401k MEP is he's really loosening the strings in terms of closed 401k MEP.
Right.
What this new legislation will do will allow open 401k MEPs. So closed MEPs is this. You have to belong to a business association with a certain commonality. So, for example, the local chamber of commerce.
That's
is
a closed MEP.
Business organization. Yes, and you can have a closed MEP with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a trade association if you're all like in a doctor's.
Right.
I've consulted on the National Lawyers Association, I forgot what it's called.
Right.
They have their own MEP in existence. Now, like I say, these things have been around for a while, but you
right.
still always have that one bad apple rule,
right.
where that joint and severable liability continues to exist. So that's what's dissuaded all these organizations from
mm-hmm.
doing this. Once the IRS releases that, that's, I think, when the floodgates open. You're
right.
going to have a lot more organizations, like your local chamber, putting together these 401k MEPs, and now small businesses who really have much more work to do that have nothing to do with the retirement plans, just to maintain their businesses, now they have easy access.
And this will help us keep our key employees who are currently being poached by bigger companies who already have a 401k.
That's absolutely true. It'll make small businesses much more competitive.
But what do we got to do to get the SECURE Act passed? Is there any chance it could pass this year?
I think most of the people that I'm talking to, the people that I interview, say no, it's not going to get passed this year. And at this point, I'm thinking just focus on the closed 401k MEPs. You know, let's start those because that'll whet the appetite.
Right.
Once people see how that is, and in fact, you might not even need open 401k or open MEP. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that you can't solve everything just with closed 401k MEP.
But just take away the jointly and severally part of it, and that's a huge stumbling block to helping these things proliferate. But there are other things inside of that SECURE Act that could help a lot of folks. I mean, we need workers to stay. Part of the SECURE Act would be to help older workers stay on the job, wouldn't it?
That could do it. Although, you know, with older workers, what I've seen is they are actually starting their own businesses. So when most people think of retiring at a certain age, maybe they retire from their initial career, but then they shift over to their own business. A lot of times that's consulting.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, that happens.
Somebody the other day who did
happens
that.
Happens all the time. Hey, Chris, I need your website, please.
And the website is chriscarosa.com, chriscarosa.com.
Chris Carosa, can they find your books there?
You can find my books there or Amazon or any bookstore you go to.
Chris Carosa. Hey, Chris, will you come back soon? Good job today.
Will do. Thank you very much, Jim.
Chris Carosa, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Great report from him today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.